Ukrainian peace talks resume. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian and Ukrainian negotiators huddling in Istanbul, Turkey, for their first face-to-face peace talks in 2 weeks. Turkey's President Erdogan speaking through an interpreter, claiming there is reason to be optimistic.
I can say that the telephone traffic we are carrying out with Mr. Putin and Mr. Zelensky is advancing on a positive direction.
Ukraine's President Zelensky, ahead of the talk, said his country is willing to declare its neutrality and is open to compromise on the disputed Donbass region. Ukrainian forces claim to have retaken more territory from the Russians, but the Kremlin is said to be sending in mercenaries.
We're getting word that the Russians are planning on sending in what is essentially a small private army to fight alongside their forces. If and when they get here, they will come up against what President Zelensky of Ukraine has called his own foreign legion, fighters from the U.S., from the U.K., and so many other countries who are here to do their part for Ukraine's freedom.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine clarifying his remarks that Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. President Biden Monday saying that is simply his personal feeling.
I wasn't then, nor am I now, articulating a policy change. I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies for it.
But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says presidential misstatements are dangerous.
This is like Mr. Magoo as president, where every time he explains one thing, it gets worse and worse and worse, and we've got nuclear weapons pointed at each other. It is incredibly dangerous, this kind of presidential weakness.
Senator Cruz on Fox's Hannity. Actor Will Smith has apologized to comedian Chris Rock for slapping him during the Oscar Awards on Sunday night, posting on social media, "I was out of line and I was wrong." America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden sending Congress his budget request for the next fiscal year.
In the $5.8 trillion fiscal spending blueprint, there's nearly $800 billion for defense spending and more than $900 billion for domestic programs, though the White House is staying tight-lipped on exact items and their price tags before congressional negotiations. There's a so-called billionaire's tax, a 20% minimum tax on households worth more than $100 million. The White House says that will reduce the deficit by about $360 billion over the next 10 years. It would raise the corporate tax rate to 28% and raise the rate on the nation's wealthiest income earners.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard in Washington. The Senate's Judiciary Committee setting up a vote for next week to recommend the full Senate confirm Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. There are fears a pending change in immigration rules could trigger another rush on the U.S. southern border.
Border agents expect a new surge of migrants following the possible lifting of Title 42, the CDC's public health rule used to deport 1.7 million immigrants the last 2 years. Without it, agents say most migrants will qualify for humanitarian parole or seek asylum. Last month, agents apprehended almost 165,000 migrants, more than half deported under Title 42. This month, apprehensions are expected to exceed 200,000, almost 7,000 a day. Without Title 42, the Border Patrol expects up to 18,000 apprehensions daily.
Fox's William Longinesse. The Food and Drug Administration has just issued a negative review of a closely watched experimental drug for the debilitating illness known as Lou Gehrig's disease. This ahead of a scheduled vote by an FDA advisory panel. Patients, their families, and lawmakers have been lobbying for approval of the drug, but FDA reviewers say the single study was not persuasive. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.